Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
At the beginning of the year, the Montana Family Foundation announced a change to our corporate structure that would allow us to engage more effectively in the area of public policy. Last week, one of our partners announced a change as well. In an effort to describe itself more accurately, the Alliance Defense Fund, also known as the ADF, announced that it was changing its name to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I have a feeling it'll still be known as the ADF, but now it won't be mistaken for an investment fund. The Alliance Defending Freedom is a powerhouse with over 4,000 Christian attorneys who go head-to-head with groups like the ACLU, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The good news is that they have a win rate somewhere north of 85%. Before groups like the ADF were formed, we used to lose religious freedom cases by default. Our side often settled simply because the threat of litigation was too expensive. Now, not only do we show up, but we do it with our very own team of Ivy League lawyers working pro bono for groups like the Montana Family Foundation. With the help of the ADF, we've won major religious freedom cases right here in Montana. Rather than cowering in a corner when the ACLU shows up, we now say, bring it on, we're not backing down. And that's a good thing because groups like the ACLU and the Freedom From Religion Foundation are becoming even more aggressive. Their goal is to remove every last vestige of religion from the public square. Their new motto is the freedom to worship, and by that they mean Christians are free to worship within the four walls of a church. We fight for the freedom of religion and all that it entails. Just this week, two more cases made headlines. One was a case out of Pennsylvania where the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed suit against a small mom-and-pop restaurant who give a 10% discount on Sundays to anyone who brings in their church bulletin. The plaintiff, an atheist, claims religious discrimination. The case was turned over to the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, who can order the restaurant to stop giving the discounts. Ironically, the case could result in senior citizen discounts being done away with as well, based on age discrimination. In another case, a judge in Minneapolis ruled that Brian Johnson cannot pass out Bibles at a gay pride event in a public park. Instead, Mr. Johnson is being relegated to a booth in what he calls a no-pride zone where nobody bothers to go. His attorney argued that without an audience, Mr. Johnson is utterly deprived of his right to free speech. This decision is sure to be appealed. As we see more and more of these cases, it's important to remember that the freedom of religion was the first right listed by the framers in the First Amendment. It comes even before the right to free speech and the freedom of the press. And it's a right worth defending because rights left undefended will eventually be lost. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.